Thank you.
Good morning. So Wendy Steeves was a member of the Dream Quest Planning Circle and a small group leader, and she wrote these reflections on her experience this year. And she read them at the first service, but had to be somewhere else for the second. So I am the stand-in Wendy for the moment. You may not know that a passionate group of women gathered here at TJMC this weekend. We began Friday evening singing, chanting, walking the labyrinths, meeting in small groups, and sharing vulnerably and honestly with one another about this year's theme of belonging. These gatherings began 10 years ago when a core group of women, Patty Wallens, Anita Holmes, Bonnie Hansen, and Leah Derlin-Jones, began a transformational ministry for women by bringing Judith Tripp, a spiritually attuned teacher, musician, and psychotherapist, to offer what we know as the Women's Dream Quest. A passion for connecting women to their deepest, truest core is what the quest offers to those participating, and it empowers them to bring their unique gifts out into the world. My own experience this year serving as a small group leader at Dream Quest allowed me to hold sacred space in a small circle of women as we opened our hearts in genuine connection to one another. How often is it possible to meet someone for the first time and to be able to drop down into a soul space that enables vulnerable sharing of self? This kind of connection does not happen easily or without trust. The Dream Quest experiences build that trust and enable that level of connection through singing, guided visualization, listening with compassion and supportive attention, and offering the rare, beautiful gift of being seen and known for who we are. These connections help us to remember the genuine relationships with self and with our interconnected web of life are what bring true meaning and wholeness to our souls. During the Dream Quest this year, two women in my small group each shared experiences of deep pain and loss. After asking each woman if it was okay, our small group formed a circle of healing and care around the women. A powerful sense of the presence was swirling, interwoven and alive within the sea of laying on of hands, whispered prayers, and tonal voicing. Swaying together as one being, we shared a holy space beyond time. What a gift each of us holds within our own souls to offer comfort and understanding in a world that so needs this kind of connection and compassion now. I came away from this experience with awe and desire to bring this way of being out into the world at the most organic level, soul to soul, circle to ever intersecting circle of humanity. Judith spoke at the Dream Quest of seeing the other as a thou rather than an it. Seeing a thou brings a sacred and honored relationship with self and others, rather than a relationship that exploits and manipulates. We all have the power to choose how we see in the world. The ministry of the Dream Quest helps more and more of us to learn how to see and behold thou.
Thank you, Patty, and thank you, Wendy. And good morning to everyone. Good morning. Good morning. You know, I think about, you know, I come and do these workshops for women, and then the last 3 years I've come and given a sermon to the whole congregation, men and women together. And it's often, I've been asked many times, why is it just women? And I keep thinking someday it's going to be men and women together. And there's nothing we're doing that men and women together couldn't do as well. And so I'll just say that out loud. Who knows? This might be the place for it to happen. Let me start with John O'Donohue and my favorite book in the world here and his reflection on belonging. May you listen to your longing to be free. May the frames of your belonging be generous enough for your dreams. May you arise each day with a voice of blessing whispering in your heart. May you find a harmony between your soul and your life. May the sanctuary of your soul never become haunted. May you know the eternal longing that lives at the heart of time. May there be kindness in your gaze when you look within. May you never place walls between the light and yourself. May you allow the wild beauty of the invisible world to gather you, mind you, and embrace you in belonging. So, we have been dreaming belonging here at the 10th Annual Women's Dream Quest on Friday and Saturday. It's been a theme that fits the mission of my work in the world for many years. Contemplating how we belong to the cosmos, the earth, the biome, the culture, the nature, the nation, the institutions, the family. Think of all the ways we belong, the way we belong to our beloveds and our very own selves. This is a worthy enterprise. In these days when the lines are drawn and the sides chosen, belonging actually becomes a battle cry. I believe we need to extend boundaries and hold out for a more inclusive vision of what we humans are about. As I always do when I formulate the Women's Dream Quest at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, that's where we've been doing it for 31 years, and we get to use the magnificence of that space to have this annual gathering. So when I'm preparing, I go to the labyrinth that's inlaid in the floor, Grace. On the day last fall when I visited the magnificent Gothic splendor of Grace, I was entirely alone. That's always a good thing when that happens. I had some idea about the words I wanted to use for our quest of belonging, the songs and meditations and ceremony, which at Grace always turns into a production number with dancers, processions, and humor. This day, as I stepped onto the labyrinth to begin my contemplative walk, I chanced to look up at the stained glass window beside me. For the first time in 31 years of working in this cathedral, I saw that Martin Buber, the famed Jewish theologian, was depicted in the stained glass. How many of you know Martin Buber? Anybody? Think back to philosophy class in freshman year. Yes. How I had missed him all these years, looking down at the entrance to the labyrinth, I don't know. Buber was my first spiritual teacher back in college. His notion of I-thou, which is what Wendy also spoke of, the difference between looking into someone and seeing the beloved in their eyes as opposed to someone you have to manipulate in some way, and it. So that distinction was really central to his theology. And he also spoke about the fact that he believed God occurred between us in relationship, not as some extra and outside entity, but as a betweenness, as really belonging. And these notions have been very central to my own spiritual path in my life, and very important to me. So it was pretty cool to see Buber up there looking down on me. I have a black and white photo of Buber with his long white beard near my computer, next to Yo-Yo Ma, next to the picture of Barack when he met the Dalai Lama back when he was a senator. Remember that one? And Pope Francis, and I have also the Annapurna range there, along with some other precious reminders of the sacred. That's how important he is to me. So I felt like I was getting a cosmic nudge to say something about Buber's sense of things in this dream quest. Because truly, how do we really belong to each other if not by regarding each precious being, not as an it to be managed, manipulated, or thwarted, but as a thou to be cherished? For me, this is the how of belonging. As I finished my labyrinth walk that day, ideas were flowing, and I had my sense of what we would do in the dream quest. And this is how it unfolded. We had harp music, drum beats, piano rendition of 'Tis a Gift to Be Simple, various improvisations on all those instruments. One of the women in the quest carried a big cloth depicting the cosmos down the central aisle of the cathedral and unfurled it in the middle of the labyrinth. And next, two women came down that same aisle bearing the earth. And as each of these elements arrived in our midst, we imagined how we belonged, first to the cosmos, then to the earth. We breathed that into us. We thought about it in that way. And next, Maya, who's a visually impaired member of our group, with her guide dog, Fiddler, who stands about that high, came running down the central aisle with another woman carrying a dove kite and representing the creatures. How do we belong to the creatures? How do we belong to all the living beings of the planet? We thought about that, we breathed it, we thought about it. And next we had a woman portraying the ancestors to come in our midst, and we thought about that belonging, how we belong to our ancestral lineages and how we belong to the ancestors who lived on this earth many, many moons ago. Both the ones who were here before us and the ones that came across the seas. And finally, we asked a woman to come and portray the Great Mother, as Patty did for us on Friday night. And embodying, this is one of the things we do in the quest, is we enact and embody the archetypes that surround us and that inform us. And this woman came portraying the Great Mother. And she also reminded us of the spirit that runs through us all, carrying the current of belonging. We breathe in our connection to the great feminine principle that births all life. And next, we invited two mothers and their daughters into the center of the labyrinth with the Great Mother. These girls had just had their first blood in the last while, and they knew about the Dream Quest all their lives. So Clover gave the mothers specially made necklaces, which they placed on their daughters. And then Clover and the mothers withdrew to a greater circle of women standing around the labyrinth. So we're all standing right now, and these two young women were in the middle. Both of them were 12 years old. And they were there with us. And then we circled around and sang a song, which I'm going to teach you all in a little bit. And we did a very simple dance, which we also may do in a little bit. And we honored them right there in the midst of us. Each of us probably remembering how much we would have liked to have been included in the circle of women when we were that age. You think about the rites of passage we have and sometimes the lack of rites of passage we have, and we tried to remedy that. For all the adult women in the circle, I asked us to imagine being invited to that circle of maidens. And I do truly believe that it's never too late to imagine ourselves being invited into a circle of belonging. I know, and then we actually asked them to join our circle after we had danced around them a few times, and then they gratefully joined us out of the center of attention. So I know that you have many rituals of belonging in this congregation. They can be the glue that holds people together in difficult times, a bedrock to come back to again and again. And I would like to offer us a simple ceremony of belonging now, just a taste of what we did at the Dream Quest. And first we're going to learn a song, very simple song in Gaelic, which is there. And luckily, it's there phonetically rather than the actual letters that are. Okay, so we're going to learn this first, and then we're going to save it to the end of my little meditation here. Now, these words simply mean, come, O thou presence. So you can interpret that however that fits for you, but we're calling presence and honoring it. And using the word thou, since we're also playing with this concept of I, thou, also brings that quality into our singing. So very simply, sing along with me, okay? Tarahina, 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 fear not, we belong. Let's do that three times. Tara hina, tara hina, tara hina, we belong. Tara hina, tara hina, tara hina, we belong. So let those sounds just take you inside for a moment. Let your eyes close if you're willing. Let yourself tune in to the breath as we go back to the notion of I and thou. To belong at a deep level, we need to drop into our loving hearts. True belonging isn't an affiliation or a duty. It needs to arise from spiritual connection. And I invite us now to explore that, allowing a deep breath, again with the eyes closing as they're willing. Simply drop out of your busy mind for a moment and find the refuge of the breath as it moves in your chest and takes you to your heart. If you would, place your hands in a prayer position right at your heart and namaste. Allow yourself to belong to your breath. And as we're in this bowing position, also to silently bow to yourself, to the faithful heart that always underlies our speaking, thinking minds. Dear heart, faithful companion, I greet you. I bow to you. It is through you I belong to the multitude of others I encounter. So now please imagine right before you in your mind's eye your most closest beloved one. See them in your imagination and hold them in love. They are dear to you. They are thou. Imagine just bowing to them, calling them thou. And then another breath, always coming back to the breath. It brings us to a deeper level of where we are together. And now please imagine around you in a circle all the members of your family with whom you share belonging. And gradually, slowly, imagine looking into their eyes, calling them a silent thou, and bowing to them, one by one. Notice who shows up to this circle today. Let that be fine. And then please visualize a larger circle, and into this one we call this congregation. See who comes in your imagination now. And as you see them and do the same practice of silently saying thou to them and slightly bowing, your heart extending to them. Again, taking the time as you're breathing just to see who you call to your circle of belonging in this congregation. And affirm the connection and belonging you feel. And now we call a larger circle. And into this circle, we call the people who share your community with you. Whoever arrives in your imagination, whoever you may have seen in the last while, friend and foe alike, if you're willing. Visualize them surrounding you in a circle. And as you're willing, acknowledge them as the precious thou that they are. And allow a bow to them. And And let's go a step further and call another circle in our imaginations. And into this circle, we call all the parts of the natural world, the plants, animals, rivers, oceans, ice sheets, skies. And again, this attitude of thou, bowing to these wondrous parts of our world and giving them their due as the precious beloved they are. And as we imagine, then we move a little further out in our perspective and encounter the planet, the one we've seen our generations the first time in human history, seeing the whole of the planet that arrived with the photographs from space. And as you visualize that blue-green beauty, bow also. Gaia as thou, our whole beautiful ecosystem, our planet, the whole of her, bowing to her, calling her thou. And then even further in space we go, sending our imagination out into the night sky, finding a place of belonging in the cosmos. Tuning into those magnificent worlds creating starlight. Greet that wonder and immensity with a thou and a bow. You might just see this whole visualization as Russian dolls stacked, extending out. Bigger and bigger, where we belong, all these ways, and how we stretch our heart to send the kind of loving connection out far into our universe. That's our capacity as humans, to belong, to know it, to send loving energy toward all creation. And very gently now, we're on our way back, taking a cleansing breath, keeping these images as a map of belonging, as you will. Allowing yourself to remember the truth of connection that underlies all of our lives. And now I'd like to invite us, as we come back, anyone who would like to join